For starters, my name is Chris Eirich, and I am originally from the San Diego area. I grew up in La Mesa, and then I moved a few miles east and north up to Ramona in about the sixth grade, and that's where I finished up middle school and went to high school, and I'm still living there now while going to San Diego State. It's quite a commute every day, taking about an hour each direction with traffic, and especially with gas prices as high as they are, but it's not so bad. Sometimes I'm able to crash at a few friends' houses in the San Diego area when I don't have work, just to conserve a little bit of gas. I work up at a small grocery store in Ramona. It's a really laid-back job. Part of it that I enjoy is because I work in the back rooms, I don't really have to deal with all the people that come in. Basically, I just kind of stock the shelves and I make the store look pretty for the next day. This is my second year here at San Diego State, and my major is biology. I plan to hopefully go to med school with it, as I'm sure most of the people in the biology major do as well. I've always really liked the sciences and biology and just kind of finding out how the world around me works. I'm taking physics because I need it from a major, of course, but I really do enjoy it. I'm in the middle of The God Particle by Leon Lederman, which is a book on particle physics, and I enjoy reading it and finding out more about how the world runs. And to me, physics is simple in its own way because you break everything down into simpler motions and a few concepts, and just by using some basic equations, you can pretty much figure out almost any problem that you're given. To me, one of the hardest things about this class, though, is the fact that we have to write out what we're thinking, and I just kind of read the problem and do it, and explaining my thought process is the hardest part for me. That's why I think working in these groups will help my understanding of the concepts a lot more, because I'm having to explain my reasoning to the rest of the group and just kind of make sure everyone's up to speed on every one of the problems. Physics is important to me because it helps me to understand the world around me. It helps to explain and predict everything that goes on. If you witness the path of an object during its fall, and you can pretty much predict where it'll end up using physics. There's a lot of real-life applications that physics has. The problem-solving method that Tony reinforces is there to help us as students better understand what is being asked within the problem. If we can just picture the motions and the forces acting on an object, and we can list what we are given and what we are actually looking for, then usually the steps to get to what we're actually looking for are a lot easier to see. You just have to be able to see the picture of what's actually happening and be able to compare that with a few equations that you have and the values that you're given within the problem, and it just helps make the problem-solving process that much easier. So far, to me, college has been a blast. I've met some really cool people and made some good memories that I hope I won't soon forget. I really don't expect anything from college, honestly. To me, as long as I'm taking at least something from every class that I take, it hasn't been a total waste of my time. Even the most boring GE classes, I try and at least learn one thing or get something that I can apply to my own life from. As long as I show up every day and give it all my effort, then I'm sure every class has a reason or something that you can use to apply to your own life and better yourself as a person. And I'm really looking forward to the rest of this semester in physics because I'm sure there's a lot more that I can learn to better myself and better my understanding of these concepts.